news today, oh boy.
It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
Monday might have been the most historically significant day in a very long time. First of all, this happened.
20 votes for the Honorable Joseph R. Biden.
For President Donald J. Trump.
Joseph R. Biden has received 16 votes for President of the United States.
538 presidential electors met around the country, pledged to vote for the winner of the popular vote in their states. This process, nearly as old as the nation, has never before received this much attention. In Michigan, the state capital where the electors met was closed to normal business over what officials said were security concerns. As expected, Joe Biden received 306 electoral votes, Donald Trump 232. And legal experts say after today's vote, the ability to change the result in court is gone. The Electoral College ballots now go to Washington to be counted in a joint session of Congress January 6th.
Vladimir Putin called to congratulate Joe Biden on Monday. Mitch McConnell finally did it Tuesday morning on the Senate floor.
The Electoral College has spoken. So today I want to congratulate President-elect Joe Biden. The President-elect is no stranger to the Senate. He's devoted himself to public service for many years. I also want to congratulate the Vice President-elect, our colleague from California, Senator Harris. Beyond our differences, all Americans can take pride that our nation has a female Vice President-elect for the very first time. I look forward to finishing out the next 36 days strong with President Trump. Our nation needs us to add another bipartisan chapter to this record of achievement.
Also on Monday, vaccines for COVID-19 arrived in all 50 states and the vaccinations began. Sadly, this happened Monday too.
I hate to interrupt, but we just crossed a horrific milestone with more than 300,000 deaths. We've crossed that line. It's now 300,267. The U.S. with 4% or so of the world's population has roughly, at least according to official numbers, 20% of the world's coronavirus deaths.
And there's more encouraging vaccine news on the horizon. On Tuesday morning, the Food and Drug Administration said its preliminary analysis confirms the effectiveness and safety of the vaccine developed by Moderna and the National Institute of Health. We could have approval of the Moderna vaccine by the end of the week. Keep in mind, though, that experts are once again stressing that major improvement in the virus situation won't be seen until well into 2021, and masks will still be necessary for the foreseeable future. Things have gotten so bad in the U.S. that roughly one person dies of COVID-19 every minute. Funeral homes and morgues are now overwhelmed as families grieve and we brace for a horrible winter. More history was made on Monday as early voting began in the Georgia U.S. Senate runoff race, or races. But Donald Trump is so angry that Georgia's Republican governor and secretary of state, both huge Trump supporters, didn't do his bidding by undoing the will of the people. So Trump is now threatening to tank the special election on January 5th. Trump tweeted, "What a fool Governor Brian Kemp of Georgia is. Could have been so easy, but now we have to do it the hard way. Demand this clown call a special session and open up signature verification now," in all caps. "Otherwise, could be a bad day for two great senators on January 5th. Wow. Republicans sort of have one last shot at stealing what's left of our democracy, or so they think.
These efforts to sabotage the election will continue over here at the White House. I talked to a White House advisor just a short time ago who said that the president is already looking past the Electoral College toward January 6th. And that is when the official tallying of the electoral votes occurs in the House of Representatives. The Vice President Mike Pence will be presiding over that. And what we typically see during that kind of ceremony, it's a ceremonial event. What we're expecting to see, according to this White House advisor, is Republican House members challenging those results. Now, this advisor described, you know, this as a long shot opportunity for the president to have these results thrown out. I would describe it more as no shot, because even though these Republican House members may make some noise on the House floor, they need a senator to sign on to these efforts. It's unlikely that's going to happen. If it does happen, the Democrats control the House, and they're not likely to go along with any of this. And so this is doomed to go nowhere. But the president is, you know, seeing race rays of hope, glimmers of hope, both real and imagined, and he's grasping at those.
But wait, there was yet another major breaking news story on Monday. Attorney General Bill Barr is out.
President Trump made the announcement in a tweet just minutes after the Electoral College sealed the win for President-elect Joe Biden. Tonight, the White House insists the president did not ask for Barr's resignation and that he was not forced out. Speculation over Barr's departure started building earlier this month after he said in an interview that the Justice Department has not uncovered any evidence of widespread fraud that could change the outcome of the election, a direct contradiction of Mr. Trump's claims. After that, CBS News learned that the president told Barr he was unhappy about the remarks and refused to publicly say he still had confidence in the AG. Still, Barr's resignation letter is packed with high praise of the president and what he describes as unprecedented achievements. When he leaves on the 23rd, Barr's deputy will become the acting attorney general.
And still, there's more. Congressional negotiators made progress toward a $1.4 trillion spending bill that would prevent the government from shutting down on Friday, but there are still some unresolved issues, including funding for Trump's border wall. Also on Monday, a group of bipartisan senators unveiled a new coronavirus proposal. It consists of two bills: a $748 billion package containing universally popular measures such as renewed unemployment benefits and an extension of the PPP program, and a $160 billion bill containing a controversial liability shield protecting businesses from coronavirus-related lawsuits. Neither one of those proposals contains another round of direct payments to Americans. Senators Bernie Sanders and Josh Hawley are demanding payments be included and say no one's going home until Americans get some more money in their pockets. And finally, Washington, D.C. officials on Monday denounced the violence that occurred over the weekend by people who refused to accept President-elect Joe Biden's victory. Police said members of the self-described Western chauvinist Proud Boys clashed with counter-protesters. Police said four black churches had been vandalized, up from the initial report of two. Video from one incident showed white men burning a Black Lives Matter banner torn from one of those churches. Washington, D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser said, "These Proud Boys are avowed white nationalists and have been called to stand up against a fair and legal election." This story is ongoing. Stay tuned. And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is 100% listener supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com, and please click on that donate button.